KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Israel ramping up airstrikes on Gaza ahead of an expected ground incursion. That's in southern Israel. In the north, clashes with Hezbollah along the Israel-Lebanon border have intensified as concerns mount about a wider conflict. Here's ABC News contributor and former State Department official Steve Gagnard.
They're trying to deter Hezbollah in the north because the north is where the real threat is. Along the northern border, it's not down south in Gaza, it's Hezbollah in the north. And so what they're trying to do is make sure that Hezbollah knows that they're watching them and that they're going to get met with overwhelming force if Hezbollah does anything significantly more than what they're doing now, which is almost performance, perfunctory kinds of shooting into Israel.
Two more Hamas hostages, both elderly women kidnapped from the same kibbutz in southern Israel, have been released, both of their husbands still being held. This is ABC News. An Alaska Airlines pilot due in court today facing dozens of counts of attempted murder. Investigators say 44-year-old Joseph Emerson apparently tried to cut the engines mid-flight on a passenger jet on Sunday. ABC News contributor and aviation analyst John Nance says it happened just after takeoff.
The T-handle, which is what this individual tried to pull on each engine, actually turns the engine off and prepares it for a fire extinguisher. The problem is, at high altitude, you can get the engines restarted. At low altitude, there could be a fatal result.
Emerson was hitching a ride on a flight from Washington State to San Francisco, riding in what's called the jump seat on the flight deck. Auto workers stepping up their strike action, this time walking out at a Stellantis plant that makes Ram pickup trucks. About 6,800 UAW members walked off the job. The union has been ramping up its strike targets since first walking out in the middle of September. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Fall is prime for planting, and Lowe's knows how to help. Start by beautifying your garden with our large assortment of mums, available in a variety of colors. Then get Stay Green Garden Soil starting at $4.48 to feed your plants all season long. And don't forget Scott's Fertilizer for preparing your lawn for a better spring, starting at $28.48. A great-looking fall starts here. Lowe's knows home improvement. Selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Tuesday, a rainy Tuesday, October 24th, but still another beautiful day up north. Nice to have you up here from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network or using the app, by podcast or social media. It's nice to have you here, dodging the raindrops, enjoying a little bit of a warmer than normal October, late October day at this point. There is a big cool down on the way, but we've got some mild temperatures in store. And again, some raindrops, some thunder, some lightning. Some of us have been up since, let's see, I think it rolled through here about 3:15. So second cup of coffee is already on board. We're ready to jump into things. We're going to talk to Christina Laurie, as we do every Tuesday morning. She puts together some of the feature stories for our daily newsletter. And one of today's topics is based on a book about the things you need to see and do in Wisconsin before you die. So we ask, what's still hanging out there on your Wisconsin bucket list? And in fact, you don't even have to wait for Christina to join us at the bottom of the hour. You can go ahead and share that information right now. You can get on hold on the phones at 844-967-2789. You can also text that number, 844-967-2789. Let me bring up the text window here so that I actually see those texts when I come in. I find that to be extremely helpful, especially to you taking the time to do the texting. There we go. You can also text us or call us through the Civic Media app. If you don't have that on your phone yet, get it, because you can listen to all the different stations, all the different shows, because again, not every show is on every station across the network. So go on and get that, and then either text, call us, or email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. What is something you haven't yet done or seen in Wisconsin that you still want to do? Might be something obvious. Maybe you've never been to Lambeau Field and you want to see a Packer game. Maybe you've never seen the giant fiberglass muskie up in Hayward. You've been to the top of Tim's Hill or Rib Mountain. I've never spent a weekend in Door County. It's kind of on the bucket list for me. So we'll go over all kinds of ideas. In fact, I'm going to hit up Sam Davison in just a sec to see what, once you've seen Ringle, I know that, you know, there's probably more out there for you, but I mean, you're starting pretty high up on the list if you're right there, right?
Oh, of course. It's like the small town to end all small towns.
You can't see the last small town from here, but you know, you're not that far away. Rib Mountain is just down. You can see that from where you are. Do you go up there?
Oh, yeah. I can see it from my backyard.
Mm-hmm. And is it something that you either have skied or climbed up or hiked?
Mm-hmm. I haven't like climbed on it in quite a few years. I did when I was a kid more, but I worked at Granite Peak, the ski hill there for a couple winters. But
Worked at the ski hill. What'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Worked the lifts there, the ski lifts.
So, So how would you rate yourself as a skier?
Better than my brother.
It's good to have competition that way with siblings. You know, I'm not that good, but I'm better than my brother. So that's what counts. So so there, maybe that's one of the things that's on somebody's bucket list. Now that I've given you some time to mentally tap dance, do you have an obvious answer to something you want to see or do in Wisconsin that you haven't done yet?
That I haven't done yet? I'm not sure. I would need to see a list. But like all the things that you listed off, I'm pretty sure I've done all of those. I don't know if I've seen the giant muskie in Hayward. I don't know if I've been to Hayward before.
How about House on the Rock? Have you been there?
I was there just a couple weeks ago for the first time, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Taliesin, the Frank Lloyd Wright House is there. Crystal Cave is a good place to go. So, all right. We'll come back to this. So we'll see what you've got as you think about things that you can do. And we'd love to have your thoughts, too, at 844-967-2789. In our second hour, we'll talk to journalist Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. We're going to cover the fall legislative session, where Republicans are nixing all kinds of ideas related to improving the economy, though they did rush along a stadium bill for the Brewers, and maybe too quickly, Dan says. He and I will also talk about whether PolitiFact got it right when addressing criticism of Congressman Derek Van Orden for being in Washington, D.C. during the 2021 insurrection. We'll also get the weatherology forecast from meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki, and we'll talk to Chad Holmes and see what he's got coming up on his radio show right after this one on Bull Falls Radio. Again, remember, our schedule changed yesterday for some of the shows, so let me review that again and again remind you that you can hear these on the website, civicmedia.us. You can hear them on the Civic Media app as well. But again, coming up at 8 o'clock now, across many Civic Media stations, will be Earl Ingram and his show based out of Milwaukee. But in Wausau at Bull Falls Radio, you'll still hear Chad Holmes at 8 o'clock. Madison, you'll still be hearing Stephanie Miller, and James and the gang in Wisconsin Rapids will still be doing their thing at 8 o'clock. Everybody else will be listening to Earl. And then they're all followed by As Goes Wisconsin, and then Todd Alba's show moves from, it had been 1 to 3, it's now on from noon to 2. So Todd Alba starts at noon now, and then Matt Flynn, the person who used to sit here in this morning chair and then moved to early afternoons for an hour, is expanding to 2 hours. Matt Flynn will be on from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, followed by the Devil's Advocates from 4 to 6, Dom and Crute, and Maggie Dawn at 6 p.m. And again, you can get all of this by heading over to civicmedia.us and downloading the Civic Media app as well. Let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll unpack the news and tell you some of the things that have been on my mind as we watch events unfold in Wisconsin. Details coming up in a bit. Wherever you're listening across Wisconsin, when you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project